This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Okay, welcome to a brand new episode of the Hill Sisters podcast. This week, we talked about videography, photography a lot. Rashida took us in depth into the autism world. You don't want to miss it. As usual, she went to the streets. We talked about, Rashida, if I remember this woman, the thing that vexed me. But you people, please tune in and find out why the thing is too vexing.
It's too much.
Thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed this one. Have fun. Take care. Peace out.
Bye.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Chill Sis Ladu. Now I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria. No other Abuja.
Chill Sis, how are you doing? How's your week?
I'm fine, my dear. My week. Do you see how I repeated my week like three? My week.
That means there's stuff. You did stuff. We are doing things.
Overrunning.
Yeah.
Okay. Rashida. Okay, I've had like hectic week during the course of the year, but this week has been the most, how do I put it? It was a busy week, right? All through Monday to Saturday.
Wow.
Right? It's draining mentally, physically. But I realized this week that if you're doing something you love, regardless of this outcome at the end of the day, you're willing to go back and you're willing to give it your all.
Mm.
So that was my week. We were shooting a documentary.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's called Eyes of the City.
Mm.
And it's produced by Calligraphy.
Okay.
So I was the assistant executive producer. That's what he said. Oh my God. Rashida didn't see me this week. Oh.
No, I didn't see you.
She just sent me whatever I replied.
You were so busy this week. So
thank you. The documentary is a spoken word. There's a spoken word already. So the concept is to get all Abuja photographers, right?
Ooh.
Showcasing the Abuja photographers, creators, the creative space.
Mm.
So it's us getting all these photographers in different locations, different time, right?
Mm.
And then it has to be a different concept for each set or each group.
Mm.
Cannot be the same thing. You understand? Now, the saving grace about the whole, because I said the whole of Abuja photographers, are you not surprised? Like, how are we going to get the whole?
Get all of you,
in 1 week. So, invitations have been sent, calls have been made and stuff. And everybody was excited. And during this project, I knew how being true to yourself helps in the long run. Being a people's person, doing things with one hand, at maintaining a good relationship, like not forgetting what people have done for you. And because most of the people, most of the photographers, most of the creatives that were coming up for this project, they didn't even know exactly what it was about. But because of its Calligraphy that's calling them,
they all showed up.
Kingani, the Iran, it's him, we are coming out. So like then, because I get to speak to most of them, like you hear them telling me what this is about, but this Oga that called, I had to come. We had to come. I was like, oh my God. pod.
That's
Good name
nice.
is better than gold. So what we do is there are some photographers like group there, like group, right? So for example, photo industry, when we got there, we were like 10 photographers showed. So we now create a concept for them for the shoot. We go to Eyes of Insanity, his own crew. There are other photographers that would love to go there and do their own. We started at Millennium Park with photo industry, the king. Like every day is from morning till night.
Wow.
Every day, different locations.
Yeah.
Then, aside from the people, you get to meet a lot of people. There are some people that you just seen their work, you've heard about them. But then during the course of this project, you get to meet them, interact, exchange numbers,
Yeah.
exchange ideas to what made you pick this line of photography, pick
Yeah.
this line of videography stuff. You get to discuss, you get to learn a lot of things, you network and stuff. It's amazing and crazy at the time.
Yeah.
So then the videographer is called Dream Boy. Dream Boy and his team. Oh my God. Rashida was learning, working at the same time. That's why it was a crazy, amazingly tiring week at the
Yeah.
same time. So he's talented, Danny. And when you're working with someone that knows what he's doing, and he must get what he wants and see how he manipulates light. Photography is all about light. How he comes up with these ideas and he's asking for your opinion, you can chip in. I was like, I thought photography was draining. Come and see videography. Rashida, all these things that you're seeing. How,
Yeah.
when people, like, we call them civilians, when you see pictures, oh, this picture is fine. If you see the work that goes into creating that image, that you just
Yeah.
say, fine, or a 1 minute video, that you just say, it's fine. You'll be like, no. If you're not creative, you're like, no, it's not
I
by
tell
force.
people that because you can see if somebody is watching a film and is just judging based on what they are seeing, I used to tell them that you don't know the work that goes into
You don't
because,
know the work
yeah,
that goes
reading mass
into it.
communication, we were able to go into different fields. We touch everything. So mass communication comprises of photography, videography, and everything. We did a production while we were in the university, and I saw the process it takes shoot. Just even if it's a documentary, even if it's just like a 15-minute clip. In fact, the skits you guys see,
Thank
it takes,
God. All
yes,
this,
the skits makers,
all
it
these funny,
takes,
funny videos.
yes. Because you
Oh
can
my
see a
God.
1 minute film, skit, or anything you see, it takes hours editing. The process is crazy. I get what you're
And
saying.
Rashida, the thing is, shooting the video will take maybe 10 minutes. But getting the concept, and the thing is, because you don't know how the space they are going to use, you don't know the lighting, you don't know how it's going to be, you cannot pre-plan it. So it's when we get to the location and the people that are going to be there, then we decide on the concept that we're going to use.
Exactly. I
You
get
get it?
you.
So it's setting the concept for each group that is the problem.
If you need light, if you need sun, you have to shoot when there's that light.
So Dream Boy doesn't like shooting outside as such, he said, because he loves controlling his light to the
Light.
T.
Oh, makes sense.
And especially when it's too sunny. Like yesterday was the final day. We shot at the Abbey Park. So the shooting started from 3, but before arriving at the concert, people were calling, where is it, Jabi Mall, Jabi Lake, like you coordinate everything. She like, oh. I was like, oh my God. And it's
Yeah.
a park, don't forget, there are people. You will not stop people from
You will not stop
working.
people from passing. Yes. You have to deal with the.
Hookers,
Yeah.
but
You have to deal.
thank God we're not using audio,
If you have
but
to deal with
people are
sound
passing.
too. Yes. I was about to say if you need sound, you have to deal with sound.
So thank God we're not even using the sound, because I told you it's a spoken word. It's just like shooting a music video.
Yeah,
We
I
just
get
need the
you.
visual. Jabi Park. We have to wait for that golden hour. That's the
Yeah.
best time. King Gani, he
Yeah.
was just dragging it. He needed that one. And you get it from 6 to 6:30. Oh, Rashida. On
Well,
Thursday, we're not done. I think I got home around 10:30, 11.
I love the
We were
experience for you.
beat.
Like,
We
that's amazing.
were beat. The next day, everybody, before you start, you're like, Oyo, Oyo. Dream Boy is somebody that has energy. When he's around, everywhere, there's laughter, there's joke. But
Yeah.
on Friday, after that Thursday, everywhere was quiet. Rashida, tired one way to shoot. And another thing that makes it worthwhile, as we're shooting, I love the way he got himself. Look, Alma, look at this. We will not preview it. You see what you got, and then you'll be motivated. You'll be happy to carry on and all that. But overall, it was a beautiful experience. I loved it every moment of it. We had fun. There was so much laughter. You know, up and down. I learned so much. You know, I love learning things. I ask questions. Anybody, I'm not somebody that way. And you think, no. Even if it's a child and they have a knowledge to impart, I'll come and ask you. So I was learning a lot of things. Oh my God. Should I consider videography? Let me stick to a photography.
So videography is more tedious. It's more taxing.
No, it is.
It is more taxing.
When they are showing behind the scenes of movies, check it out sometime for a scene. One scene. How many takes?
Yeah. So let's give videographers their flowers.
Give them. Okay. No, give it to them.
Yeah.
This is me, Dream Boy. That's his name. The first time I saw him, I was like, why is this guy just wearing a vest? Mm. But when I saw what he was doing and the camera and the equipment, I was like, no. Even if you come bare-chested, I'll understand my brother. Like, Rashida, it's not easy. Then his colleague, her name is Valerie. Oh, my God. I've never seen two people that were much made in heaven.
Mm.
Like, you know when you're working with somebody that knows what you want, you understand each other?
Yeah.
Then things are easier for you.
You don't have to say it. You don't have to.
Valerie,
you already know what you want.
No. Carry this equipment up and down the set. Yeah, and they have their language to understand him. Rashida, it was amazing. And I really felt for calligraphy because coordinating the hundreds of people. I felt sorry for him. Moving, calling, doing this, doing that. Rashida, handling people is work.
It is.
Handling Nigerians is extra work. You know, Nigerians, you tell them one, it's 3 p.m., people start coming. You know that.
African time.
Thank you very much. Then, it was amazing.
I can't wait to see the project. It sounds amazing. It sounds great.
I posted some of the beaches, and I'm sure you saw.
Yeah, I did.
Yes. From Thursday, if you notice, from Thursday, I was burnt out. I wasn't able to post anything. Mm. So it's when I'm really rested, I'll post the rest. No, it's crazy. I met amazing people, amazing talents. One of the highlights of my year. I love it. Rashida, that was my week. Oh, Friday, Rashida. I just fell on the bed. I didn't know when I zoomed up. I a trailer hit me. Every inch of my body was like, I didn't know it to be like physically
draining.
Draining. Yeah, thank you. Alhamdulillah, it was a success. We wrapped it up yesterday. Amazing. That was my week. Then, I'm spending the weekend with my goddaughter. So,
what a week. You needed it.
I needed it.
Yeah.
That was my week. My dear sister, your side for London.
What an eventful week for you. London is great. The cold is here. It's getting really chilly. Currently, the weather is around like 11 degrees, so it's cold. It's that time of the year where your heater is supposed to be on. So what happened in my week? Monday, there's something really important I wanted to talk about. Monday, Tuesday, nothing happened. Then on Thursday, there was an email from the kids' school that said we should come for morning coffee. And they'll be...
Okay.
There'll be tea and there'll be snacks there. We got there, there was no... We waited for some time before the tea came in and there was no even snacks there. But anyway, that aside...
Rashida, did you go for the tea? You're not even curious why they are calling you. It's the tea and the snack that made you go.
No, but when we got there, it has said that they were going to talk about like autism. So we went there. Not a lot of parents attended. And I went in there. Mm. I just said, okay, morning tea was there. Because sometimes they bring in people to talk. I'm like, okay, I'm all about learning and knowing more stuff. So I went there and I saw all these parents that their kids have autism. This lady was talking to us about it. And she said she didn't realize she has autism until she was 37 years old, and that was very intriguing to me. I'm like, what? I'm surprised, because where you see like kids with autism, you get to know that, okay, this child, it was an eye-opener. I just got to learn, and she's asking me, oh, do you have kids? I'm like, no, I'm just intrigued to know more about it. And it was nice sitting with parents, hearing from them, learning their struggles. You know, when you are not into it, when you're not experiencing some things, you don't understand it. So for me, I got to like, okay, so this is what this is about. I got to know that there are different stages and that you might not even know you have it. So you just get to learn more. So she was talking about how when they diagnose you with it, that they shouldn't tell you your child is on this stage, your child is on this stage. That is usually wrong, that every child with autism have their own pace in which they learn. Some learn faster, some learn slower, but just go with your child the way they are going. Don't force them. They don't have to be at a stage where you think they are. Just go with them step by step. It was nice to see. She was talking about their five ways to know if you have autism. There's like the maxim stage. Some people have like maxim where you try to mimic other people's behavior. You don't have like a sense of your own. You're trying to do what other people are doing, thinking it's the normal way. She even said she thought everybody was like her family because she didn't even know that she had it. She just thought, okay, my child has it. I have it. She said she didn't know herself that she had it. I'm surprised. And she said at 37 years, I'm like, oh, wow, that's news to me. So there's hyper focus where you're focused on just one thing. Where you start one thing, you're just very hyper focused on that particular thing. Then there's social anxiety. You don't like being where you're near people. You're all these like symptoms of autism that people have. Then there's sensory sensitivity. Sensory sensitivity is where like a particular sound, you don't like a particular sound, you don't like a particular color, you don't like something, it just irritates you. You feel somehow in your body.
Especially, are you sure of the just all of us will not get autism like
this?
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts, real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Difficulty with change. So you don't like change at all. This thing, it gets bad to some extent that you are not productive. Some people just, they can't even do anything. You just see they are in their bed. One lady was saying that she has the symptom of autism, but because in her own case, she's not like down, she will still wake up and show up. She will still do things for her kids.
Got
In her brain, she knows that she's not, but you still have to show up. She says she's a single mom. If she doesn't do it, nobody will do it. I just got to learn a lot. I'm like, okay. And sometimes reading it is not just it. When you hear
No.
people that are in it, experiencing it, talking about it, it's
Yes.
different.
It's different, of course.
Yeah, so when I heard them talking about it, like I was just in the moment, I was different emotions. I'm sitting there saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I'm sitting there
There's so much
teary.
reason to be thankful.
Yeah, I'm
Yes.
sitting there teary at a point. I'm just looking at all these parents saying, I can't imagine what they're going through. And what broke my heart is like, okay, all the kids are in the same school. The parents are trying for their kids to mingle with other kids.
Yes.
But then the school, they are trying, but they don't have like the resources.
The tools. Yeah,
Yeah, they don't
needed.
have the resources. Some of them are not well trained. You have 2 to 3 kids with autism in a class of other kids. Those kids need special attention. How is that going to work where you have a class filled with, you know, it's just the dynamic is crazy. And then the reduce the hours the kids are supposed to stay in school. So for example, if the kid is supposed to close at 3, the parents have to come and pick the child earlier than that. In fact, there's this parent that said their child can only stay in school for 2 hours.
Wow.
So this lady was saying that that's wrong. They need to appeal it. So it's just, it's a lot. It's really a lot. Because you don't know, you don't even know that these parents struggle with this type of things.
Yes. I should have. Like, parents are going through a lot.
Parents, oh my
especially
God.
Mothers.
Oh my God.
Right? Having a child that doesn't have autism. Rashida, it's you that come here, we are complaining. We are like,
my dear.
Do you understand? Talk more of a child that has special needs, right? And there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do
about
it.
UK, there's so much awareness about this.
That was what I said. And because I asked her a question.
About
I said, listening to you guys, I'm just thinking of a Nigeria situation. I'm thinking of a child living in Nigeria with autism. We are talking about it like this is an advanced discussion we are having, because a child with autism in Nigeria, Africa, they are looking at that child thinking the child is possessed. And I was surprised. The next thing I heard a parent say that, oh, you think it's only in Africa? She said, here, we have people judging us. Oh, it's bad parenting. Oh, you're not well behaved. One lady said, yes, that when her father came and saw her child for the first time, he said, oh, why did you tell me she has this issue? Would have been praying back home. She's like, she's like, okay, I get it. I don't even have the time to start explaining things. Just pray. We need the prayer. We need everything. Everything. Like, it's a collabo. Let's pray. Yeah, it was eye-opening for me. I'm trying to get her to come and, like, talk on the podcast, to really come and talk about it. It would be amazing.
Remember the other time we were talking about an individual not understanding what it feels to go through different illness? Until you're experiencing it yourself.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing with death.
Yeah.
You will never understand death until it happens to you or your loved one. No matter how empathetic you are, you will never understand it like the person that it happened. So I sympathize with mothers, with parents that are going through this, and I pray they get all the help they need. And coming back to our Nigeria is even worse for me because I am sure he that even the educated ones. No, let's even start with diagnosis. How many do we have doctors that would diagnose a child with autism? If we have them, are you sure they have not Japan? Because we are losing talents. We are losing talents because of the kind of country we have. I'm sure you must have heard last month, instead of you to improve the working conditions of doctors and nurses in Nigeria, you are blocking their way from traveling, right? You know, a lot of nurses, you see them in the UK, you have a lot of Nigerian nurses, because when they get there, they get employment really fast. So do you know what the Nigerian government did? Like, they stopped before you started working there, of course, they need to get your result, your certification verified from Nigeria. So what they did is now they have stopped these institutions from granting those requests.
Wow.
And you know, in the advanced world, they will not give you that employment without the verification.
Yeah.
In the bid of Mokuna no Japa, stay here. However, I think there's this statistic. I share for every doctor, I think it's for every 100 people, they need a doctor or something. I will check it. Nigeria is lagging already, 200 million people. And then the little we have are running away.
Wow.
They are Japanese. They're traveling to working places, Gingani, and I don't know them.
No, I don't.
Right?
I don't.
So the ones we have now, how many of them, do they have the expertise to diagnose autism on time? And after the diagnosis, do we have the tools to help these kids?
Oh my God. It's actually a lot of things they do.
It's a lot of things at the same time. Like, I'm not conversing with this particular topic. So I just have questions.
No, we need to bring her on so that you will ask all your questions.
I would really, really love to know. Like, you see kids in Nigeria, like, what did they do to begin now? Or maybe I say this one day, you Indian people don't want, like, one is volcano, one is Aljanuni. But most of the time, these are medical issues that there are
yeah,
things
you know,
that
it
you need
has
to do
to do with
medication.
With the brain, and it's like a neural thing in the brain. Yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's not even something that can be cured. It's just a genetic. So, Yusis, bring me to my prayer of the week. My prayer of the week is, you know, all those prayers that you cannot articulate it in words. I don't know. I'll say it to you then. You will help me articulate it.
In plenty. What do you mean by help you?
You will help
I
me
didn't
articulate.
Say if you can.
If you can help
you
me,
can.
You help me articulate it in words. You know all those prayers that you will say, God, you know what I mean inside my heart. Please help me.
Yes.
So I'm trying to say, yeah, Allah, don't put us in a situation where, you know, when you go to your family house or you go somewhere, the way they would treat the children that their parents are rich, and the way they treat the children that their parents are poor, and they are the same cousins. Do you get what I mean?
Make me talk. Going far. Which one is children? What? You're trying to be diplomatic in your prayer.
Because
Who
there was a time.
No,
there was a time. There was a time I was that children. So I'm trying to say it now. Now that we have like our own kids, let that thing.
Rashida, family meeting not they start until the richest sibling is there. Even if the eldest is there, you keep quiet. Before family meeting we start. Wow, you poor person. Which meeting you want to start before the rich sibling is there?
don't.
Start with the sibling before you come to the children. They will start with you, the parents, before it will trickle down to your children.
God, please, ya Allah.
Yusuf, you know you are poor. You'll be given advice. They know they listen to poor person's advice. Not with the parent. And you know, the sad part about it is, you know, kids, they see these things go.
They do
so
now.
They see how, wait, our dad is the eldest or our mom is the eldest.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come to this family gathering, it's like, Momsi Popsi, they keep quiet. Is that rich one? Nine, they talk well, and nine, they respect. So
it will now calm down.
Down
no, because,
kids,
yeah, the kids.
Now.
Then you see one auntie in the corner. She was calling this one, oh, hey, man, come. Then the other one, that's... The one that their parents don't have.
You're having a mini therapy session.
I'm telling you.
Let it out. Rashida, let it out.
That the one that they don't have. They'll tell the one that don't have. You go to your mother. Go to your mother. Let this. Then the other one will say, come, Iman, have you eaten? Do you want to eat? Come and take sweet. And let me tell you something. You know that
even the voice they will use for the
is different now.
It's
different.
Speaking English and outside to the other person, native language versus English language. If they're
you
speaking
see,
English to both, one
let me tell you
like,
something. Unconsciously, unconsciously, you know that grandparents used to do this thing. Grandparents, they have their favorite grandchildren, like me now.
Yes, now
my grandparents, I know their favorite grandchildren from mother's side, from father's side. I know,
of course.
No, that one I know. You cannot tell me anything. All those other. They'll be saying, oh, where's Rashida? Mm-hmm. Me that I went to see my grandmother, she did not even recognize me. But every day, she will ask, oh, where is Rashida? I said, me too. I used to ask of you, don't worry. But we know who your favorite grandchild is. There's one that woke up from operation, and the first thing she did, she called her favorite grandchildren name, and I was not among.
You know, once they give you that shot of anesthesia, you are lying. Everything you are saying is the truth and nothing but the truth. So if your enemies come back after surgery, sorry for you.
I swear to God, they finish her operation.
That's why
when she woke up.
Advice, just keep your close family member.
When she woke up from anesthesia, she was calling her favorite grandchildren.
Family members.
I'm just praying that.
Yourself, do the thing that it will make you be a favorite grandchild.
No, sometimes it's not your fault. No, you see, sometimes it's not your fault. It's the parent.
Yeah. I think it starts from the parent of that child.
The parent of that child, yes.
Right?
So it can be plenty factors.
Yeah. So maybe, it's not that it can be, it is plenty factors. It is. It's
and the
plenty
only
factors.
See, the only thing that will save you not to have this treatment is if you are rich and you are giving money to the family.
Automatically, you become the favorite.
Automatically. So for all indication, my father and my mother, they did not work the process.
I see that. What kind of child are you?
They did not work the process. Yeah. We know the aunties and the uncles that worked the process. So we are fine with
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I didn't meet my granddad. My grandmother's name is Sick. She died while my mom was still pregnant with me.
Oh.
Hence my having my namesake here. No. I didn't meet them there. From my mom's side, her dad died while she was even young. So that was no chance for me at all. Mm. So you see, thank God that you even have a guy.
I know that's what the next thing that you will say. I know when conversations like this come up, they say, thank God that you have. So because we have, we will not talk about the dynamic that happens in such situations.
You being thankful that they're part of the dynamic. It doesn't take away their character.
And I know, is it you that will tell me that I should be thankful for my grandparents? I'm thankful for them, but is it not their behavior?
It's me, I'll remind you, whether you like it, I must remind you. Rachel.
So, but what I'm trying to say is...
I need to say this before I forget. On the point that I must remind you, guys... If you see what Rashida did to me this week, when I was having the busiest week, every single day, minimum of 2 subs on her status for me. Minimum 2 subs. Minimum. Sometimes I'm sure I didn't even see the other. There might be more. Rashida will post.
I said, since you are busy, you can never see it.
It's only God.
I did not know that you would come and be seeing it.
But you know, I'm God's favorite. Not something. God will reveal it to me.
When I was posting, no problem. I remember one time Yusi said to me, I said, Yusi, I'll have to be sending you all these fish. She said, Am I your only friend?
I say, Rashida, I'll block you. I have to get that out of my chest. Rashida, don't try that thing again. Don't even try it. What's wrong with this one? I say, you waited till I was
your busiest week.
Back. Should not be commenting on the statues. They said I don't have character. They said,
how did you know that it was for you? How do you know? Are you the only friend I have?
I said, I'm the only one that will do this thing that you're talking about. I am the one. I will not leave. I'm the only one that can take a character. I said, so you know.
It's only you that can take my character. I see all my other friends, they ran away. They left me. That's why I'm facing everything alone.
I brought it out of my chest now. My chest is light. I say I must address this so that
I decided to address it on the podcast. What a life.
Yes. They need to know the kind of thing I'm facing with you, Ashida.
Yosis, I have a tweet and it's a long one. I hope you're seated.
Ashida, but you know I had a hectic week.
I need you to. This is very important. I need
love and light. Topics.
No, this is very important.
Love and light speaks.
It's a very, very important topic. And I need us to discuss the dynamics of it.
Shoot.
She said, I am currently 7 months pregnant for my husband to be. He had a daughter from his ex, but she's dead before we met.
Mm.
I can't be a stepmother. The truth is, I'm not the stepmother type at all. I'm too young to live with another woman's child. I'm actually worried because my...
Oh, you didn't date a single father.
She's I'm actually worried because my fiance has a 4-year-old daughter. Her mother died while giving birth to her, and he has been raising her with his family's help. Now that I'm in the picture, things are complicated. I'm 7 months pregnant with his son. Honestly, I know I won't treat his daughter the same way as my son. If I'm to be honest here, the little girl's present gets my emotions. She annoys me so much, and she looks just like her mom, which reminds my fiance of his late wife. That makes things worse. She is also very attached to her dad, which worries me more. I mean, it is clear my son won't be able to bond with his father because of her, and I can't live with her under the same roof. Her grandparents are alive and healthy. Uh-uh. She could live with them, or we could find a nice couple to adopt her. My problem... What? My problem now is figuring out how to bring this up with my husband to be. I need to convince him to let her go. Please note that I am not a bad person. I'm just a concerned mom who wants the best for her child. I just want my son to get all his father's love. And attention, that's all I deeply want. Please allow me to finish this thing now. What's your problem? She said, that's all I deeply want and desire for my unborn son. Every woman in my shoes will do the same, I'm sure.
I beg you.
I'm not part of the woman. No. I also need space. I also need space with my husband. Her presence will be a distraction to us and our marriage. I guess the feeling is normal for every woman, right? I find it very hard to control my feelings about her. I have honestly tried, but it's not working. And I would rather be real about it than keep pretending and keep dying in silence. I'm just not happy in my own home. Please, I need help. I'm hoping that you advise me on how to approach my husband with this issue. I honestly need and plea for guidance. Yes, yes. We could not even wait for it to finish. We were already giving our opinion while reading it. So
I'm sure my opinion is crystal clear.
What?
Like, okay, there's so many things to unpack here. But I would like to say this woman, may God help her.
That's the first thing
that she's saying.
Let her burn the child
may
first.
God help her let her burn the child and may she not die during the process of childbirth.
My dear.
Because that was how the young girl lost
her mother.
It was not written that she would die. So she could lose her life during childbirth. That's one. Then let her imagine another woman is saying the same thing.
Thank you.
That she doesn't want a child to bond with the dad. That she needs space, that another woman or another couple should come and adopt that child.
There's so many things
that they need. She cannot stay under the same roof. The roof you came and met her.
Yes, it's which roof? Wait, which roof that you came and met? They are not married yet.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, sorry. The roof that you want to come under, you are not even under the roof yet. You want to remove the person you met under the roof. That's one. Then number two, the ones I can remember, I don't even want to remember the rest, Rashida. It's upsetting. What woman understand what rubbish?
No, it's the way she has been saying every woman we understand. That every woman we understand. Please, so
the thing is, maybe how she was raised, this was a norm for them, right?
And at first, when I read it, I was thinking maybe it's her pregnancy hormones.
No, please, we will not do that here. No, I'm just trying to.
We are not doing that.
Don't rationalize it. Rashida, don't even rationalize it.
I was just trying to think.
I understand you. There are something you're like, okay, maybe. Let's assume. Give the person benefit of the doubt. There's no benefit of the doubt anywhere here.
I'm it's thinking maybe forward. When she gives this birth, woman, she will change her mind.
No. Rashida, can't you see? She kept saying, I know every woman.
Every woman.
I know every woman. Mm. I know. So if it's a hormonal thing, it's a one-time thing, there is a phase now that it will be running up.
Do you know
and
what
down,
I'm
right?
even scared of? I'm scared that she doesn't have people telling her these things.
Do you see this one that she came to the internet asking for advice? Do you know when you want to do something that is wrong, deep inside you know. She already knows the answers to all these things.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Nigerians will give her hot. She's going to receive advice that to her core ego shocker. She's mad.
She's
what
not
kind of,
serious.
How can you be a mother to be?
And you're thinking like this.
Child. And she said this. And she's saying that he's been a single dad.
This
so
is
it's
annoying.
Been him and the daughter.
Yeah, and you're coming in. You're coming in.
Take the child away.
That's really not fair.
Some people know they fear God. So you think the woman, the mother of the child that died, do you think you have anything that is more than her?
Thank you very much.
Or she's dead because there's something wrong with her?
Or she's dead because you're special and you need to come and occupy. Are you serious?
Rashida, you know, even offline, off the podcast, when we discuss, you know my concern about this issue. People think they are smarter than God.
Mm.
It's not your smartness. You're just privileged. Everybody faces one challenge or the other in this life. It's not by your smartness. Okay, what if this child that you take, and see, oh, she's saying, I need my child to bond with his father. Do you know whether when you bond this child, we just finished talking about autism, you don't even know the issue that, this child is going to have. You don't know how God will test you with this child. So many things. I don't know. Rashida, something doesn't have to happen to you to learn lessons from them. Look around you. Look at what is happening. Do you understand? Look at what is happening around you. So many things to learn from. And this idiot is telling me I'm sure every woman will understand.
I don't know which women you're talking to, which group of women you have in your circle, but please.
I wish them all the best.
You know, you had this type of behavior. You got pregnant for the man.
And you went for a single man. Why didn't you go for a single man? Why didn't you date a single man? Right?
Because he's marrying you, he should throw away his kids.
Because he's marrying you, he didn't have a life before you now. That's what she's implying. The life he had before, she deleted automatically. His life started when he met her. And that's what men do. And I pity them. You had a life before this lady, right? Let's say this wife was there. And you know men do this thing too, especially in the north, right? When, you know, you've been with this woman, she has taken your bullshit. This is somebody that grew with you and everything. Suddenly, you started seeing this other lady. And, you know, they said you don't know the real person until you're under the same roof, until you're married. Because then that's when the true colors of everybody will come out.
Of course.
That's when the person, you yourself, you didn't know that side of you until you are under the same roof.
Yeah.
Then because, you know, when you were sneaking, it was treating you. The person that's been with you, you abandoned them.
Definitely.
Right? You want to delete the life you had.
You know what the ones that annoys me is the one that has been struggling with you. You leave her, then you now start trying to please the new one, trying to give the new one what took you like 20 years to give the first one. Then the new one you start giving.
Remember, Rashida, another point is if this new person had met you, then maybe they will not even look at you twice.
If I hear that, they won't.
But this person that took you, believed in you, stayed with you for who you were, and hoping for who you'll be in the future.
I'm a big boy.
But the thing is, this thing has been happening from time immemorial, right from the prophet's time.
Will always stay with the first one and tell you coming in that this one, you don't touch her. This one, she's here and she's here. But not all of them say that.
The funny thing is they think their own ending will be different. No. If you are a thief, your end is the same. It's just that the way to it might take longer or it's a different road, but the end, the bus stop is always the same. The bus stop is always the same. You cannot change it. So I always wonder, is it that you think you're smarter than God? You're not smarter than God. Like you, this one now, you are coming in and you think, okay, what if you come in and eventually, let's even say her plan worked out, Rashida, and he went and abandoned this daughter with, let's say, his parents, right? And it's been him and the child all through her life. But because you're coming in and you cannot stay with this daughter under the same roof, you were able to convince him and he took the child to his parents or his aunt or whoever. Then you start life with him. You think he will not despise you? And what if during the course of that time, God takes your life?
I can't even think of, I can't like put myself in such a situation. In fact, the way I think, you know, it's because of that child I might even want to marry you.
Thank you very much. Because it shows you are a good man, a good human.
Exactly. It's for because of that child.
Daughter on your own.
And you're with your mouth, you're saying that he's attached to her, and you want to be the devil that want to separate that.
Imagine. You didn't hear this part. The daughter resembled the mother when I look at her. So you are jealous of a woman that you have never met.
She has never met her.
How did you be that?
No, that's sad. That's even sad for her to think like that.
She's a horrible human being.
I agree with you.
The thing is that there's no cause for alarm or anything. Rashida, do you know what the story reminds me of? Remember that lady that said the marriage is too peaceful? She needs a little drama. She reminds me of her. They don't have any problem. They are creating problems.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because, okay, this story now, from where to where? From where to where?
God.
Do you know what? I hope God will make this man see this threat.
Yeah.
So that God will save him. This one, she's coming to destroy your life. My brother,
But
the best one of
she has his child already, and the man sounds like a good man.
he's already used to be a single father. You collect that one to enjoy.
Now in his mind, he's thinking that he has found a good wife
he
that
has
is going
found
to take.
a mother to his daughter.
That's
You know,
sad.
they this one don't they plan. She has
That's
already
so
planning
sad.
for him.
I'm sorry for him.
It's actually very sad.
I'm sorry that
Hi,
he has to go through
Rashida.
that.
God help us all.
Amen. Listen to this one.
Oh, please,
Where?
Rashida, let it be a good one. Please, please, I'm begging you.
Where is
Bring love
it?
stories for us now.
Which love story? Is there love story? Is there love on the street?
So there's no love in the street.
Where do you see love? All of us, everybody is just managing life, patching here, patching there. So this tweet said this man has been sending money to his family members, right? And now he's broke and he needs financial assistance from the same family members. And
And they're saying,
the next thing his mother will say is that so for all the 7 years that you have been working, you mean you have not saved anything?
Wait, but it's good. It's good. Do you know why I say it's good?
What's good?
No. You know, but you know, my angle is always it's even good, sir. God wanted him to see. You know, some family members will put you in hell and leave you there. Oyo is your case. Remember that story of the man that was taking care of his siblings' school fees? He was the one feeding them.
Then he
Then
had
they suspended him from work. They all changed, and they didn't even know they have recalled him back to the work. This one, they are in the same WhatsApp group, Rashida.
They are in the same
It's
WhatsApp
even
group.
good. Yes, it's even good. God is showing you cannot carry other people wahala on top, make you come down. Yes, it's
No,
even
this
good.
sad
I
now.
hope he learns from it.
I hope he
No,
learns from it.
but that's life. Yes, that's life. We have to face reality.
Yeah.
We just have to face
And we've
reality.
always said
Yes.
it that the people that you surround yourself with, the people that you think that they love you because it's because they're gaining something from you. We just finished that my prayer that I said.
Yes, no.
It's still boiling back to this. That prayer is the same thing. It's collabo. It's together.
That collabo.
So because you
They're
think,
all weaved here together.
yeah, you know how they say love because of God. They don't love you because of God, though. They love you because of what you're able to give, what you're able to provide. That's why you see that somebody, a mother, a grandmother, a grandfather, an uncle, an auntie, a sibling, will conveniently like turn their back or conveniently say, oh, so you have been working for 7 years, and in that 7 years you have not saved anything.
And he
And
didn't
meanwhile,
save anything.
you've been having sleepless night trying to see, okay, every month how can
You
I
see
give
how you have
these
the,
people something?
which brings me to my own street. I love how this is, everything is just weaving in together today.
Of
We are in
course.
sync. I think I saved this one since last week before I started my journey. So he said, this guy, Ajobodani, he said, one behavior I picked up from a lot of white folks I've worked with is the give mentality. People think I give because I have, but in fact, I have because I give. The average Nigerian just wants to take. He said, someone posts a new car, you ask them to wash the car, when in fact, you should be the one sending them fuel money, which is true. He said someone will post a new house, give them a pot fed, not build them. They literally just made a huge deposit, which is true. The only time Nigerians give really is when it involves religion, because they are selfish. The take mentality is the reason why you are stagnant when you don't get it. And I'm tired of explaining. And it's true, Rashida.
Very true.
Any small thing, wash it for us. You don't go wash it for us. You
You
don't
know,
go
this
wash
same
what.
week, oh God, this episode was just being tight. This same week, I have been seeing a lot of pastors like preaching about like tithe, that don't
I
give
love how
tithe.
Nigerians are pushing back.
Yes, don't give tithe to
I
the
love
poor.
it.
When you give tithe to the poor, it's for the poor. God doesn't multiply it to you. Give tithe to a bigger person and then God will multiply it. I have seen
Refer it to
different
themselves
pastors.
now.
Yes, I have seen different pastors.
Oh,
That's
you
one.
didn't see that one. Let me give you the one that busted Nigerians' head. So Pastor Adeboye of RDGC Co, his son, while holding a toothpick, posted on TikTok that toothpick
I
saved
saw
Nigerians.
it.
And he said, though, that your January, at the end of January, that
Yes,
first seed
it's
that you
for the
packed
church.
is for the church. That packed everything is for God. Bring it. That's your new year's seed. That it will unlock blessings. I was like, this guy, are you okay?
Another pastor said that I don't know when it comes to asking for funds. I don't know how to ask for it. But the Lord has told me that. Oh God, I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to say it. But I will say it. Should I say it? Go.
They will not shall say it.
Should I say it? I see. It's hard. I struggle. I need deliverance on this. I really struggle.
Hey.
The Lord has told me that I should tell you from your heart. It's not force. I'm not forcing you to do it. It's from your heart. The Lord has told me that from the ministers that have come today, $800,000 is what you should give the church. I say, things are happening, you know. But for Muslims, this is weird to us, you know, because all in Islam, like,
the mosque is the most impoverished place. Zakat that is mandatory. All the rich people, they refuse to give. Imagine if Dangote was paying his zakat one time.
Oh,
the rest. Adewa would not be like that. That one that God even told you, and they didn't say go to any mosque. So no.
They said give your neighbors.
You identify the needy in your community, right? And give them. And you know, there's this thing they do when they are giving zakat. They're not going to be buying millet. They say no.
No, it's the money.
In that community, right? What is it? If when you are giving food, you look for what is staple food that is popular, that is okay, that people are eating. Not that everybody is eating rice. You not go and buy gero and be given. No. It should be something up to standard. Then you can give the money to people open up their business and stuff. So see, Rashida, God help us. So this religion, let's be careful.
Very careful, my sister. Very careful.
The prophet has said it now. For Muslims, said 73 different sects will come out. Only one
it's,
is true.
It's true.
So navigating it is now. You have it's to not, be very it, careful.
Very, very
Remember
careful.
Remember that book that you once the library when we discuss, I say, Regina, run from that side. You understand?
Yeah.
At least you felt, and God knew that you had, and you had the courage, like you felt something is amiss.
Yeah.
Something's not right here.
Yeah.
You understand? We eventually discussed it. Some people will just go with it. I'll send you one video I saw yesterday before I slept. You know, Zakir Naik.
I used to follow him
before. I was
before.
Totally disappointed.
He used
was,
to be
I
one of the first
video. It shocked me.
People I followed.
Rashida, he shocked me. Yes, Nabi, you remember all those debates that you
have with
non-Muslims. You'll be quoting the Bible, the Quran, somebody asked me yesterday a question about rape and the repercussion. Do you know what this one said?
Mm-mm.
He said, and the guy, I think it must be a guy, he was asking if God would forgive him if he raped a girl or a woman, you know?
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait now. He said, yes, God will forgive you, but there are process of forgiveness. You feel bad, you do what, you do what. Then maybe you would have stopped there.
He would have stopped there,
Forgive.
Yeah.
Do you know what he said? He said, but you know, it's the vein on their neck. They start standing up when they start discussing about. You said, but what was the woman wearing?
Subhanallah.
Was she from following the command of Allah?
Subhanallah.
Then no, the body is on her. But if she was wearing what God, did you
yes,
if
stop
she
it.
Was wearing,
yes, stop
if
it.
I didn't see this thing, if I didn't hear it, what video myself, I would say it's a lie. You know, said, but if she was dressed properly, the way Allah asked her to dress, and she was raped, then it's a test on her, and she take it like that. It's Allah that is testing her. See how he removed all the responsibility from the man, from the rapist, Rashida. I could not believe it.
This is so heavy for me. What a way to end this podcast.
No. Actually, I didn't even know that he has been banned from different countries of his.
You see,
that he's currently living in Malaysia, and don't forget, Rashida, the rate of rape in India and Pakistan.
Yeah,
it's because of all these people, they feel they're entitled to a woman's body.
Do you know that I heard that when, like, now if they rape somebody in your household, then her brothers will now come for revenge. They will now rape the sister. That's how they resolve it.
It's always women that are at the receiving end, Rashida. But you know, I always say this now. Even if there's war here now, the war is double for women. You are facing the war, you are facing hunger, they will come and be raping you in public.
On that note, we have come to the end of the podcast. Guys, I hope you enjoyed.
Sadly.
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did record. recording it. This was an enlightening, a fun, and an interesting episode. So please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and please give us an honest review.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening thus far. You can follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming back every week to listen to us rant. We see the numbers growing. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. Peace out.